Doyle's plan would let people with incomes of $20,000 or less buy into Badger Care. The governor would also open the program to pregnant women who make up to $30,000 a year. Doyle says this will save the state money in the long run because these people will stay in better health.
As more of our fellow citizens have access to insurance, they'll spend more time with their family doctor and less time in the emergency room.
Doyle also reiterated his proposal to restructure the state's Badger Care program so that families of all income levels can purchase health insurance for their kids. While he didn't offer details on the whole package, the governor said the federal government would pick up much of the tab. But Republican Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch questioned that assumption. Hipsch also said Doyle was taking the wrong approach to driving health care costs down.
We can't continue to promise so much through government, underfund all those programs, and not expect health care costs to go up.
The governor also asked lawmakers to support a cigarette tax to pay some of the state's health care costs. Doyle estimates that $1.25 a pack increase would bring in $500 million in revenue over the next couple years. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.